And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Jill Jacobson is stepping down as executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside. She recently shared her reasons and hopes for the future in a conversation with Kristalyn Geik of the Coastside Chamber of Commerce.
Let's just chat for a minute or two about your transition from executive director to strategic advisor. So what are you really excited about in your new role?
What I am most excited about in my new role is the two things that are at the top of my post-working so much time list, and that is being more present for my family and traveling. So I am really blessed that my parents and my husband's father are still alive and local, and my kids still live locally, and I just really excited to be able to enjoy a Sunday night dinner without leaving it to go back to my email at the end. I am leaving mainly because I have not been able to find a good balance between work and home, and that is nobody's fault. It is not on my board. It is not that I have too much work to do. It just hasn't been something that I've been able to handle with the texting and the constant emailing and all that. So the org is in an amazingly strong place, and I just felt like it was a real gift of a transition to be able to find a new leader when we are in a strong place, and the new leader can come in and take us to the next level, and that I'll be able to spend a lot more time with my family. And then Greg and I also have just a really exciting list of travel that we're doing. And the first thing up is spending a month in Portugal this summer.
What?
Yeah. So you guys all know that there are many Azorians on the coast. And I have this great story that I have twins. And when I was pregnant with twins, the paper boy who was delivering the Half Moon Bay Review to my house said, "Do you know that your neighbor is pregnant with twins too?" And I didn't even know my neighbor. That's how embarrassing it was. And so we went over and we met our literally next door neighbor. And I have identical twin boys. And she 7 days later gave birth to identical twin boys. And they are from the Azores, and the kids are all 29 right now. And for 29 years, they have been inviting us to go to the Azores with them for the summer. And so we're finally going to be able to go this summer.
That's amazing.
So everybody that doesn't want to call about Valentine's Day story can definitely be in touch about things that we need to do in Portugal. But we're gonna spend some time on the Azores. We're gonna walk a portion of the Camino. We're gonna just taste some wine and slow down. And I'm not taking my computer and I'm not checking email.
Oh, that's the best. and a month's vacation, that's like the right amount. I think a week is too short. 2 weeks, like you're just settling in. But that month is like you really get to experience a lot of stuff. I've never been on that long of a vacation, so I should preface that. But it just sounds like you get to really dive into the culture that you're going to visit and not feel like I've got to hit every major monument and I've got 4 days to do it. And then you come back and you're exhausted because you were out spending 15-hour days trying to cram it all in.
I hope you're right. I don't know. I have some amazing models in my life of women in about the same age as I who have just made the decision to prioritize family and health. And a bunch of them have done kind of extended trips, maybe in that time frame. And they've given me ideas of places they've loved to go. And I'll let you know.
And then you staying on as strategic advisor. So are you going to be helping Boys and Girls Club like find fundings? Like what does the strategic advisor do?
It's me worming my way back in, to be honest. I love our mission. I love the people that work there. I adore the kids. I mean, you said you don't have kids and you don't see them much every day, and different people get their energy from different places. But I absolutely fundamentally get my energy from the young people that are at the club. Just like when they know my name and say, hi, Jill, or what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, oh my God, that's so special. So I just really didn't, I knew I couldn't continue to lead. It wasn't sustainable for me personally, but I really didn't want to leave. And so I talked to the board about the fact that one of the things the club does best is kind of say yes to as many people in the community as humanly possible, and we're really proud of that. But a lot of times we say yes to things that aren't directly our core mission because it's the right thing to do. And I said, I really want the new ED to start focused on our core mission, the kids and the programs, but we have a lot of really important things we're doing that aren't on that. So can I stay on and help manage some of the other stuff so that the new ED can land solidly in the youth programming? So I'm going to, I don't know, this might be a big reveal on Coastal Windage, but Boys and Girls Club is collaborating with Cabrillo Unified to get the turf replaced at the soccer complex at Acuna and the soccer cage, which is another part of the Acuna fields. And that's a great example. That's something we want to do. It makes a huge difference for the coast side. It supports athletics. It supports kids. But it's basically a building and a political and funding project. So the new ED doesn't need to spend their first month going to meetings about that. So that's an example of something that I'll keep working on with the board.
Today I learned I need a strategic advisor. Oh, that's so cool. And just so excited that the Boys and Girls Club doesn't lose all of the institutional knowledge and the efforts and the passion that you have for the kids and the programs. Because I think that's one of the things when a executive leaves, it's almost like the nonprofit typically has to start over. Because the new executives come in and they've got their own vision. And if they're from the community, which, you know, we hope that they are, they've seen the nonprofit from outside eyes. And so they will have thoughts and feelings about how things are going and all of that. So having somebody be able to stick around and impart all of the wisdom and also let them know the pitfalls, like, you know, as you're mentioning, the checking of the email and having to deal with texts. Can I just please put out in the world, on a Saturday and a Sunday, if there is not a specific event happening on that Saturday or Sunday, please hold your text until Monday for the love.
I wonder if you and I could just start something, because my pet peeve is, it goes with that, but it's things that used to be on email that are now on text, and I can't file my texts, and so maybe that's another reason I can't.
Well, I can file my text. I'll give you that piece of tech, because that is possible.
But that's what I just can't handle now. I'm like, wait, I know that I have that, and oh, it's on text and not email. Anyway, one of the things that was really important to me is something you said, is that a lot of nonprofits do lose a lot of ground during transitions, and sometimes there's no overlap, and sometimes people leave at really bad places in their own personal lives or in the organizational lives. And I am so proud of the work we do there and so proud of the organization. I mean, I wanted this absolutely to be a step up, and so I'm going to get out of the next person's way, but kind of be the wind behind them so that we don't lose any ground during this transition.
Crystalyn Geik of the Coastside Chamber of Commerce interviews Jill Jacobson, who is stepping down as Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside. If you or anyone you know might be interested in the position of Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club, visit BGC.coastside.org. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.